This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has a new law meant to strengthen election security. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic lawmakers crafted the policy as a direct response to the alleged actions of Tina Peters, the Republican clerk in Mesa County. Peters is accused of breaching the security of her office's election equipment, motivated by discredited conspiracy theories of election fraud. The new law makes many of the things she allegedly did, like ordering security cameras turned off and letting someone copy hard drives, a crime. Republicans generally oppose the policy, arguing it is unnecessary and heavy-handed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has released the criteria for consolidating small schools in the district. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The district's enrollment has declined by more than 3,000 students since 2018. That's due to a declining birth rate and rising house prices pushing families out of Denver. The district is recommending consolidating, not closing schools. It says elementary and middle schools with fewer than 215 students should be considered. Plus, schools with fewer than 275 kids, but that are also projected to lose students, and charter schools that aren't financially solvent. DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero hasn't named schools. The school board must approve any future school closures. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Southwest Airlines is facing more than $1 million in fines for allegedly violating Colorado's labor laws. State labor officials say they found dozens of violations, including denying leave for workers diagnosed with or showing symptoms of COVID-19. The airline has filed two lawsuits in federal and Denver County court to stop the fine. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. There's more to come. Stick around.